Hello, this is John Allsop, and welcome to your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. I had somebody say the other day that this recording, strangely, because I'd just been talking about how with a podcast you should record it as loud as possible, that this podcast was quite quiet. So this is me. I mean, all I'm doing is recording to Audio Boo, which is an app on my phone, and what I was doing was kind of resting the phone on a box on my desk and then talking freely, and now I'm using it like a phone, so it's up to my ear. So if you start to hear other sounds associated with that, then we'll have to have a rethink. But so this is the new method, the new high-tech method, is using my phone like a phone. How's that? All right, so first up, often when I talk to clients who aren't used to designing websites or to specifying websites, if they want to sell something, we'll kind of go, well, what shall we have this website do? And they'll go, well, let's look at Amazon. It's kind of an obvious one. But to be honest, now I'm starting to think that Amazon's looking a bit long in the tooth. It's looking a little bit out of date. If not a lot out of date, the more I think about it. And there have been a few websites come up recently that have been great examples. There was one a couple of weeks ago, I think I gave on this. I can't find it now, but we've just had a dishwasher bought for us, and as a gift, and so we ended up looking at the website from which they bought the appliance, and coincidentally, at the same time, I went looking for the. So we ended up with two appliance websites here in the UK. Now, if you want to sell anything like that, where the price is pretty much set by the manufacturer, then and. Where it's something that anyone can buy off of Amazon, then if you're going to build a business, you're going to have to be better than Amazon, and you can't do it by price. So how are you going to do that? You've got to have a very, very good website, and very, very good websites are usable websites, and so I think these are great examples of websites to look at if you're doing e-commerce, great example. So what I would suggest, if you're thinking about what kind of improvements you could do for your own website if you're doing e-commerce, is have a look at both of these. One of them is appliancesonline.co.uk, and I kind of quite liked the main thing about that one was that I liked was the videos. And if you know, they've invested for each appliance in a very professional demonstration video that runs through and sells and presents all of the features of each of the, well, I don't know whether they've done it for all of the appliances, but certainly for the one that I'm looking at, they have a very professional video that sells the appliance. So you get to see that there's almost no reason why you would go to a shop, because you really get the sense that you can see everything about the appliance, and you know, having watched the video, there's really no further you can go. You wouldn't get anything else by going to a shop. You've got everything there. So this is a really good example of video online. It's not intrusive, it's there if you want it. It's just very, very, very well done. So that's appliancesonline.co.uk. The other one is appliancesdirect.co.uk, and I kind of I think that there's some simplicity about the way that they approach it, and you know, I don't know, it's got to, anyway, have a look at both of them. The way I would do it is perhaps print them out, circle the things that you like about the page, and maybe cross out the things that you don't, and see what, you know, take the best bits from all of the ones that you look at, try and incorporate all of the good bits that you like into your own website. So that's kind of how I'd approach that. Right, okay, so next up, when, so this is a bit of a psychological principle, it's the crowd kind of theory, it's and the idea is that when we are not sure, it's to do with all these experiments about, you know, you put someone in an exam room, give them an exam to do, and then pour smoke under the door and see what they do. And if people are on their own, they'll kind of get up, press the fire alarm, and walk out to the muster station. If they're in a room where other people are there and they are actors paid to ignore the smoke, very, very many fewer people will actually act on it. So people are looking to others about what to do in a situation if they're not sure. So take that and go, well, if people are unsure on your website about what to do, what might help them decide what to do? And part of it is, if you open up comments, then they can see what other people have done and what other people have thought. And if you open up things like Facebook like counts, then they can see that other people have liked the page. So those kinds of things give people a clue about what the crowd is doing so that they can make their own judgment. So those are good reasons why you should open up comments. You know, be brave, do it. It's fine. I recently opened up comments on my using Reddit, I think, on my blog, and I haven't been inundated with spam. I'm still new to what's the word? To managing comments. I had one that was, so I had a page, a blog from 2008 that was talking about search engine optimization, and a guy said something that I didn't think was particularly useful. It was more kind of confusing than anything. It's not that I disagreed with what he was saying, and anyway, my blog was very short and not kind of extensive, so it was all a bit blurred, really, to be honest. It was a funny blog to comment on. And when the guy didn't have a, you know, a face image, an icon, and when you clicked on the link, it went straight through to his SEO services. So I felt that that whole thing was spammy. He wasn't truly interested in a dialogue. He really just wanted to put up a link to his own SEO services, so I deleted that. So, you know, I feel kind of like maybe that was a bit strong, but anyway, what I'm saying is you probably won't be inundated with crap, spammy comments. So just be brave, open up comments, and, you know, most people will be very nice about you. Okay, next up we're on Primal Branding, and that book again. And I think they say that there are 7 elements to primal brands, and one of them, it might be 7, can't remember, One of them might be, sorry, one of them is the idea of sacred words. So supersizing, iPod, Bud, those kinds of things. If you make up your own language, or if your market has sacred words, they call it. This is also one of the identifiers of you know you've got a market if the people within it have their own language, have their own special terms for things. So, you know, that's a key thing to look out for. And potentially you could create your own words for specific parts of your service. So just have a think about that and have a look at that. And you may end up creating something that... I'm just trying to think of the example. Doesn't McDonald's say, do you want McFries, you know, do you want fries with that? Or do you want McFries with that? And you say, fries, yeah, and they say McFries. I can't remember. It's a very long time since I've been to McDonald's. But that kind of thing. So you have a language that you kind of, you use, and then other people get used to it, and it defines your space. Okay, next one, another Anita Roddick. It's a principle. It's one of their kind of mission statements, or I'm not quite sure, but it's one of their guiding principles. It's tirelessly work to narrow the gap between principle and practice, while making fun, passion, and social care part of our daily lives. I only highlight these because I don't know of any other company that does anything like that. So, and she really was the future, and it still is the future, despite, you know, we need some heroes in this life. You know, it's things are pretty dire. We need some leaders, and we need some heroes. And the gap is there. And whether it's going to be another Hitler, or whether it's going to be an Anita Roddick, is up to you and me. So, go and do it. Be the leader for good. And, you know, let's move forwards in this life. Finally, this idea of a tithe, there was a Finnish word for it as well. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce for you. So this is from the design guy, Papanius is his name. That's me spilling my coffee. Well, I'm just trying to look for, Victor Papanius, Design for the Real World book. One of the big deals about him is that he kind of thinks, well, design's fine, and we get to work with iPods and whatever and design these kind of fancy products. But really, with our skills, we ought to be designing for the majority of people. And the majority of people are relatively poor. They're not necessarily English speaking. You know, they're African, or they're Saharan, or I don't know. But it's the majority of people. The idea of the tithe is that you put away 10% of your crop, not for you, but for the poor. So that, I guess, was an early social security or an early charity thing. So his idea is that if you're a product designer, that's the world he's in. What if you gave 10% of your time, dedicated it to the 75% of humankind in need? So, what would that be? 3 days a month, 2 days a month, let's say. So if you added up over the year, 24 days, so you're giving up a month a year to work on a project, perhaps with colleagues, to develop something that would be of use to people who are not your normal cohort, people who are not, you know, able actually to pay your wage, but for whom you could make a difference. So I'm just kind of curious about how that fits with us as marketers. We could surely do the same kind of thing. And the payback is that you get a great experience of designing for real people in a real market, rather than and obviously the feedback of making a big difference, as opposed to just flimsying your life away designing, you know, a nice new box for a pretty new mobile phone, you know, that is all very well, pays the bills, but doesn't actually matter to anybody. So I kind of like that idea, and thought I'd put it with you, because it would make you, it would make us all better at what we do, better designers, better marketers, and better people. So I commend that to you. I'll have a think about how I could do that. And we will talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.